Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you again for tuning in for another week of Let's Talk Shop with Adrian. I am your host, Adrian Harper. If you are new to this segment, if you're new to this show, the entire premise, the purpose, the background of the show is to serve as a source of inspiration, encouragement, motivation, education to entrepreneurs, small business owners, and even some even more established business owners. And each week I have someone on my show that has survived the grueling parts of becoming self-employed, for stepping out on faith and doing their own thing. And tonight I am beyond excited to have a classmate of mine. We went to Johnson C. Smith University together, Monty Sanders. He is on the line with me, and he is extremely busy. So, Monty, before I introduce you, I just want to tell you how grateful I am for you taking time out of your busy schedule to join me tonight.
It's a blessing to be here, Adrian, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. Anytime you get a chance to share some of the things that we've gone through, the peaks and the valleys, and hope that it'll inspire and help one person. And for those out there that's really trying to start their own business or thinking about their own business, just providing a little bit of hope to them and let them know that it's a lot of hard work, but it can be done.
Well, let me tell you something. Before we got on the air, I was telling Monty, I was looking over his bio, and about a year or so ago, I had the privilege of looking at his resume, and he and I both agreed that half the things that I'm getting ready to share with you are not even on here. But just to set up this show, just to let you know what hard work and perseverance will get you. Again, Monty is our guest. He is the president and CEO of Sanders Optimum Fitness. Again, he graduated from what I believe to be one of the greatest higher institutions of learning, Johnson C. Smith University. He is certified in group fitness and as a children's fitness specialist from the American Fitness and Professionals and Associates. He's a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. He has a nonprofit called Monty Sanders Fit Families. Monty, there's a Monty Sanders Day named after you in Manchester, Maryland. Did I read that properly?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my. In appreciation of his services to youth and family fitness, in 2009, he was invited to lead the fitness warm-up for President Obama and his Whistle Stop Tour there in Baltimore, Maryland. He was featured on the Discovery Channel, Discovery Health Channel TV special called Big Kids. He has worked with some well-known people. I'm not a football fan, but I know we have a lot of football fans out there. He has worked with Super Bowl world champions Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, singers Drew Zador and Mario, and a NASCAR driver, Michelle Baumgartner. And listen, I could be reading his bio forever. So we could take up the entire show just with his bio. So I am going to stop there. But then just to give you an idea of when he begins to tell his story, just to be, give you an idea of what hard work and perseverance and everything else that he's going to share with you, how all of that can really pay off. If you have a question or comment, the call-in number is 347-677-0936 and press option 1 when I ask you to, and then I will bring you on the line. But before we do that, Monty, you are going to have to tell me how all of this started. Did you pick the fitness industry or did the fitness industry pick you? Because I think the last time I saw you, or the last time we were out of school, but what I remember about you was the band. You were the drum major, you know, a kappa. that's what I remember. So here we are now, and you're this celebrity fitness expert. How did all of this happen?
Well, it all starts with God. I'll tell you, I've always been blessed to be in leadership positions. Even when we grew up, where I grew up in Savannah, Georgia, and the projects of Fellwood Homes, and then we ended up moving towards Tatumville, which was a little upgrade, if you want to call it that. My parents, they saved up all the money that they worked for, and they sent us to private school. So here we were living in the hood, but going to private schools. Well, I had no idea that the education that I was learning and the things that I was learning would really take, you know, really be with me the rest of my life. So ended up going to military high school, to where I was a company commander, and their leadership was essential. I mean, you couldn't talk in class. A 92 was a B, a 84 was a C, a 76 in class was a D, a 69 was a F. It just was very strict, and if you didn't maintain a certain GPA, then you would pretty much get kicked out. So my mother and father just always strive for me to not be mediocre, not be average, to really give it my all from the education standpoint. So that's where it really started in high school, the leadership, the company commanders, playing basketball and football in the athletics. That was great. And then a group of us came to Johnson C. Smith. It just wasn't one of us. It was Lamar Williams, Mark Maynard, it was Spencer Tukes, all of us from Savannah. Yeah, we came to Johnson C. Smith together. And what an experience that was for me, an eye-opening one. Number one, it was just different because the school I went to was all male, and it just was an eye-opener. Reminded me of my friends that went to public school. So by the time I got to Johnson C. Smith, college was very challenging. The educational aspect was very challenging, but I was able to make the dean's list, and everything that we went through in college, I was able to survive. Then after college, that's when things kind of went downhill for me. I had a college degree, was working at the bank for a while, temporary at one point, just lost everything, couldn't find a job. That's when me and Michael Brown, my good frat brother, my good friend, my sons, we went through it together, and he'll vouch for you. I was on food stamps. I was getting the unemployment checks, and I really needed the unemployment checks. I was embarrassed because we was kind of popular. You know, we would go to parties and hang out in Charlotte, but here I was in the food stamp line, applying for food stamps. So that was the beginning of it, and then picked up other bad habits along the way, and it was a tough time. So I wish I could say, you know what, just work hard, find that thing, and it just happened for you. But that wasn't my path. I was forced to make decisions. I was at the end of my road. I asked my friends that I was with at the time for $5 just to get something to eat. And nobody had it, or if they had it, they couldn't give it to me. And that's when, Adrian, I went to my knees. This was about maybe 15 years ago. I went to my knees, and I cried out to God, and I said, God, show me what you have for me. I was like, remove Monty from the situation. I'm done with Monty. God, you take over. Show me what I need to do. And then from that point, the Holy Spirit just kept guiding me. I kept reading and reading, and I was in the Word diligently, and I moved up north. But the one thing I kept doing, Adrian, was working out. Even when I was working at the bank, as a temporary, then I ended up getting on as a permanent employee, I was an employee at work that I would come to work at 8, but I had already went to the gym. Or if I didn't go that morning, I was an employee with my bags packed, I'm going to the gym after work. So I always kept that consistent, no matter how much money I didn't have, no matter how scarce food was or whatever my issues were, I would always get up and work out, even if that was just run and jog, I mean, for miles. And from that point, I just I just kept working, Adrian, and then, you know, being in the world at the time, you know, we were young, we were guys, we were everywhere. We were at every party, but we was broke.
Mm-hmm.
We was in the city, we were having a good time, but we were broke. And it was such a feeling of unfulfillment. But once I surrendered myself to God and I asked for purpose, I kept asking God, what's my purpose? And it just was revealed to me the one thing that I consistently kept doing was working out. And
wow.
I just kept working out. And at the time, I said, well, you know what? I'll just go ahead and get certified as a personal trainer. That's always something you could do on the side, small business.
Uh-huh.
You can make some money on the side. Well, I did that. I got certified, which wasn't easy. And that took months of study and hard work and dedication. A lot of people want to be trainers, but they won't do that part. That part is very important, that you know exactly what you're doing. So I sacrificed, I did that. I got certified, and a good friend of mine, Eric Green, he used to play with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Ravens. He came up
okay.
to Maryland, and he was like, you know, our good friend Ray is having a get-together tonight. You know, they just won the Super Bowl. He had been through what he'd been through. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll go with you. And I went, and I met Ray that night, and we started talking about his testimony and everything. And he said, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, I'm working out. He said, well, I'm working out too. Why don't you come by? Let's work out. I was like, okay. So I showed up. I worked out. And at the end of the workout, Adrian, I was like, okay, are we done? And he was like, he looked at me in awe, and he was like, let me tell you something. I've been training for years and years and years, from the University of Miami before that and into the league. I've never had anyone go through a workout and was able to complete it with me. You're the first
wow.
person. He was like, I got to have you with me full time. I got to have you with me all the time. So I never knew what all those days and nights of running in Charlotte and lifting weights and going to University, UNCC track and working out, all of that was for one moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that one moment, that one opportunity. And it was a great career with Ray. I mean, we went to Pro Bowls. I was able to travel the world. If I still was at the bank working, one of my prayers would be, Lord, let me make some money one day to travel the world and see some places I've never seen. And he answered all my prayers for free. I ended up with Ray in those 13 years going all over the world, working out.
Now, see, I didn't know that. I didn't see, again, like I said, thank God for Facebook. You know, we move on with our lives, and sometimes we, you know, we hear, you know, we'll go homecoming, how was such and such, and nobody seems to know, or either they say what they do know or they don't know. So this is all, like I said, this is wonderful. It really is wonderful news, but you said something that I have had to tell people all the time, you know, in small business or just starting up. I said, it doesn't take a whole lot of clients. All it takes is that one that will propel
right.
you to where it is that you're supposed to be, and you are a prime example of that. You thought you were going to just a get-together.
Mm-hmm.
And here
mm-hmm.
God sets you up for your career. So sometimes all it takes is just that one. At that moment, did you have a feeling? Did you have any idea of what was getting ready to happen with your life?
I didn't know where it would take me. I was very excited about the workouts, and I was excited about him utilizing some of the things that had worked for me in the workouts and some of my other athlete friends that were in the league at the time. And he was excited about it, and so was I. And we was growing physically, and he was going back to camp, and the trainers at the NFL facility were like, Ray, my God, what did you do this offseason? You look amazing. Wow, this is the strongest you've ever been. This is the fastest
wow.
you've ever been. So every year, the product and the things that we were doing were amazing. Well,
mm-hmm.
Ed Reed got drafted. And then, you know, of course, with him going into the University of Miami as well, him and Ray became close, and he was like, what kind of training you do? And he was like, follow me and my trainer this offseason. and Ed stayed with us for about 3 or 4 years consistently. So it was amazing mm-hmm. because Ray had got defensive MVP, and the next year Ed had got it. So within our training camp, we had back-to-back defensive MVPs, and
wow.
that never happened, never.
So, now, I'm going to tell you what I do. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that process worked fine, the physical process, but then we started, you know, trying to figure out how can we become better men and how could we not just be all-stars on the field, but how could we be all-stars off the field? So that's when the whole transformation and the whole philosophy came, basically the mind, body, and spirit, to where just working on one part of your body really just isn't enough balance. I tell people all the time, I was physically strong. You know, we go to the beach, you know, the bike rally in Myrtle Beach, hang out. I'm good. six-pack abs, we ready to go. I was physically strong, but I was spiritually dead.
Wow.
And I didn't know how one of them affected the other. That sense of unfulfillment, that sense of everything is going right, but something's not right. I was, you know, we feed our bodies. We eat every 4 or 5 hours, some, you know, less than that. But we don't feed our spirit. A lot of people don't even know we three-part beings. We only just work on mm-hmm. one part. And so we started spending time in all three parts and really found out how that really made us balanced in our lives. Not perfect, because we still make mistakes, but you never make mistakes where you just fall off the wagon, you know, because you have that balance in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's
mm-hmm.
so important.
Yeah, now, I'm glad you brought that up about the three-part bins because, again, if I say something that's not right, just bear with me. I don't watch football, but you would have to be from another planet to not know who Ray Lewis is. And I really began to pay him a whole lot more attention when I realized your connection with him. And it was very evident, you know, especially this last year of his career, about the spirit man. It was just there. He was here. He made no secret about it, you know, about where all of his help came from. No weapon formed against him, you know, shall prosper. How was those training sessions, you know, dealing with the physical, you know, and the spirit man? Because a lot of people, you know, they think it's just show. But, you know, being a clergy person, you know, I can tell, you know, when it's coming from a spiritual place, a sincere place. This man was, like, for real, you know. And I'm just like, I wonder what those training sessions
yeah.
were like. Just
I mean,
rehabilitating themselves. Yeah, but tell me about that. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, in our workouts, we get stronger through the spirit. A lot of people just depend on the body. And that's how I was able to tap into my spirit more. When you're running 12 miles a day with those guys on sand and you're doing over 1,000 ab reps and you lifting weights, your body going to give out. Like I talked about in the interviews before, it's being able to have your spirit fed enough, being read enough, meditated enough, the way you could grab onto that one verse, that one thing that gives you strength,
uh-huh.
and it really does, and that get us through. What would happen with Ray, he tore his tricep, and it was like, you're done. But his faith is strong, too. His faith is very strong, and he believed God for a comeback. They could say whatever they want. I was there. He did every single thing he had to do with, mainly prayer, to make it back.
That's
and he
good.
Said, Mark, he said, if I make it back, I'm going to give God all the glory. Because
and
they
he
told
did.
Me I was done. They told me I was done, but he telling me I'm not. Well, he made it back, and they won the Super Bowl. So,
ain't that
I
something?
Mean, yeah, yeah, and so, I mean, he's been through a lot, too, you know. I mean, I don't want to go into a lot with him, but, you know, when you go through a lot, sometimes that's what it takes for people to really, I went through a lot. Sometimes it takes you to go to rock bottom, to surrender, and God had to get his attention in life as well.
Okay, so now that's just a one, not to slight it, but that's one piece of the Monty Sanders, the Sanders Optimum Fitness puzzle. Just one piece, major piece, I'm sure, that may have given you a little bit more, I guess, boost in the thinking, okay, this may can work, but now how did you decide that this was just going to go from just I'm training with some prime athletes into everything else that Sanders Optimum Fitness does? When did the light bulb go?
Well, it happened, Adrian. It was after one off season. Both of the guys that got MVP back to back, and we all were in Hawaii. And of course, praying, and I still was working out. Although they had a Pro Bowl game, I still was focused. And God revealed to me that it was time to help other people besides them.
Uh-huh.
It revealed to me that it was time to help the people that really needed it. It was revealed to me that I needed to be a light where it was dark, you know, where people think working out have to be strenuous all the time, where it actually can be fun and save your life. And so that following off season, I decided not to go to Florida and train 4 or 5 times a day. I decided to stay here and start up a business. And that's how that started.
Okay, so when you were training them, were you living in Maryland?
Yeah, I was living in Maryland, but going to Florida. I was in Florida half the year, Maryland the other half the year.
Got you. So you had to take that leap of faith
and
go ahead and just say, I'm going to just do this. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it.
Yes, and I was able to talk them through their workouts. You know, they understood the commitment that I was making. We talked every day. Are you doing this? I'm going to come up next weekend, and we'll work out a week, but I'm coming back. And I decided to stay here and started having group classes. Well, those group classes started with about 3 or 4 people for a long time. And I wasn't making no money for a long time. Doesn't matter who I trained, what my resume was. People didn't know me. They knew Ray, but they didn't know me. It's amazing when you have a product and you could think it's great, and it probably is great. But if you're starting off strong and you're like, you know what, this really can catch on. If it doesn't catch on immediately, don't be discouraged. That never despise the day of small beginnings. It could be just a test. To see, how long, you know, how's your fortitude? Are you going to hang in there? Are you going to quit? So I had to suffer through those, losing money. The people that were working for me, I couldn't afford to pay them. That was another part of the journey. But I stuck with it. I stuck with it, and 5 people turned to 10, and 10 turned to 20, and 20 turned to 40, and now we trained over 2,000 in Maryland alone.
Wow. Now, how did you develop your brand? How did you go from the 5 to the 2,000? And I know it didn't happen overnight, but what were some of the things that you did? And this may help a lot of people if they're in the fitness industry or not. And branding is the part, the marketing. Part of a person's budget should be marketing. We should all have marketing strategies. Because no matter what your business is, if no one knows that you're in business, there's no way that they can utilize your services. So how did you go from the 5 to the 2,000? What was that process of building your brand and letting people know about what it is that you're doing?
The first thing is whatever your product, let's take for example, if you cut hair, if you're a barber, and if you only got 5 guys' hair that you cut, you want to do the best with that. And so the first step is the people that I trained, and if they wanted to lose weight or if they wanted to gain muscle or both, we really met their goals. And when you help people meet their goals, they tell somebody. And, you know, we've heard it from the high school class, the college class. The best form of marketing is word of mouth. And it really is. That was the first step. And that's how that ended up doubling, you know, helping people get the results. So the product works, the blueprint works, it worked with professional athletes, it worked with kids, it worked with young women and men, everybody. So that part was great. And then I had a person that was an employee at BET, Black Entertainment Television, and uh-huh. they were like, Monty, BET's having a contest. They're inviting five trainers to come in and take their employees to a workout. The trainer that wins gets the contract. I was like, okay. Well, I went, I won. I ended up doing BET employees for about 6 months. That was like,
wow, very good. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was life-changing. Ended up the CEO even was coming to the class, Ms. Deborah Lee. That was life-changing. So I started saying, wow, I'm training these people three times a week in D.C., and I'm only having one fitness class on Saturday. Why can't I have three classes where I am in Maryland like they have in D.C.? And that's when mm-hmm. I started doing camp three times a week in Maryland. So much so that where I couldn't even do the camps at BET no more.
Oh, wow.
So my people that started coming on Saturdays was like, wait, you mean we can have this more than just on Saturdays? And Adrian, I had to change the locations. So again, a lot of perseverance, a lot of hard work, making sure your product works. And number two, you never know who you provide this service to. You never know who they know and what they do.
Right.
And that's why it's always important to do a good job.
Yeah, and build relationships. You know, you definitely have to build those relationships, and that's what it sounds like you were doing. And we have some callers in queue. If you are in queue and you would like to ask a question, press 1 now, and I'll bring you on the line. If you're listening over the Internet and would like to call in and ask a question, that number is 347-677-0936, and press 1. And I will bring you on, and you will be live on the air with myself and Monty Sanders. That's 347-677-0936, and press 1, and I'll bring you on live. But now, Monty, we've talked about the, training with Ray and Ed, and you've worked with some other well-known individuals. And we've talked about the fitness classes, and I hope I'm not fast-forwarding, but I have to share with the people my experience with taking your online classes. That was such a tremendous blessing. I know I've already told you this, but I guess I'm going to tell you again while we have live listeners. I had hit a plateau, a hard one. I couldn't break it. I couldn't, for whatever reason, I was a personal trainer for a while. I taught aerobics classes and everything. But mentally, I guess, I was just stuck. And God set me up. Here I am thinking I'm registering for your online classes to help you out. You know, we went to Smith together. I'm so proud of Monty. I'll just register for this class and help him. Lo and behold, who knew that that would break the plateau and jumpstart my journey back to being healthy? To date, I've lost 25 pounds, and I'm okay
amazing.
With the 25. Yeah, but the doctor, she on something else. I'm not fooling with her. She said I probably have about 12 more to go, but I'm happy, and I'm healthy. And I just want to tell you thank you so much for offering those classes. What made you decide to do those? And I know you have one going now, and I hope that they're going to continue. But just talk to me and the listeners about your online classes. What prompted you to do that, and how is that working for other listeners? You know, I gave my testimony, but I'm sure, again, we could be on here for hours giving testimonies. But talk to us a little bit more about your online classes.
Okay. Well, first of all, we have some listeners that are starting their own business or have their own business or thinking about starting their own business. You want to think about whatever that you do solves a problem. Everything that's created, in the words of a great guy I listened to, Mike Murdoch, everything is created to solve a problem. A fork solves a problem. Our hand solves a problem. Our eye solves a problem. A car solves a problem. A watch solves a problem. Everything solves a problem. So basically, once you identify what your purpose is in life, it's related to solving a problem. The bigger the problem is, the greater the reward. And so in my particular case, when it comes to health and fitness, you know that's a big problem. But I also understand that people just don't have time to work out.
That's true.
I mean, now me, I make it a priority. You know, for other people, mm-hmm. priorities are different. You know, I've really found out that your health is your wealth. I've seen a lot of people with a lot of money die. So it's not about the money. A lot of people chasing the money when they really could be chasing their health. You know what I mean?
To
me, that's the number one destiny, the number one enemy of our destiny, really, to have. So anyway, once you find out what that problem is and you can solve it, I started thinking, wow, there are people that have kids and families and just can't get to a gym. There are people that really want to start their health and fitness, but don't have an hour to drive to the gym, an hour to work out, and an hour to come back home. They just got kids and families. And so I started thinking, how can I help people that can work out at home, not long, be effective, and make it affordable? And that's uh-huh. how the online camp came about. And right now it's on a special. It's $29. You get a workout every day. It's from 5:30 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. the next day. 24 hours to do it, only 20 minutes. Some people do them twice a day. For some, Adrian, it's not their primary workout. It's a supplement. Some guys
right.
go to the gym. Some women still work out, but they use the online for their abs workout or extra cardio. But uh-huh. just working with the American Heart Association, I know that just moderate exercise extends your life expectancy. So uh-huh. with that online, it's not all about six-pack abs or getting ready to go to the Myrtle Beach bike rally. It's about living long and getting off medications and being around for your kids and being around for your grandkids. Doing a little bit a day to help you with your health. That's what that online is. And it's been a blessing. I mean, we've got our first international client. We've got a guy from Africa. That's really celebrated. The power of the internet, you can touch people. And for those that want to get help, they can get help. You know, is $77 too high? Wow. How about $1 a day for your workout? Or a little more or a little less, just depending on the month. My goodness. And so
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You got me, though. I want you to know you got me. Because when I signed up, I told you I said, Monty, I signed up for the class, and you was like, just get your mind ready. Just make sure your mind is ready. And I'm like, I got this. You know, I work out. Man, the first day I was like, yeah, we can do this. We doing abs. Day two rolled around. We were not doing abs. That messed me completely up. So,
yeah, it's a full
in my
body.
Mind,
yeah.
I thought we were going to be doing, I said to say this, if you sign up for these classes, please understand, they will push you. They're not strenuous, but they are, well, the ones that I took, I'm sure you've mixed it up, but it did push me. It took me off guard because I thought we was going to do abs, but it's a great mixture of abs and cardio, agility training, all of that. And I'm telling you, it was a true blessing, and I'm so glad that you offered that online.
Well, the thing about the abs, you know, a lot of people are interested in the abs and the core, and they want to lose weight around their midsection, which is great because that's where most of the diseases are formed, right down
uh-huh.
there. So it's great, but you can do a million crunches. If you don't have the cardio, then it's not going to work. You know, you got to have,
right.
yeah, it's like the nutrition part too. And so they go right back into that philosophy of the mind, body, and spirit. I think
uh-huh.
that's what separates me a little bit as a trainer, because you got to have courage to put that out there. A lot of trainers just talk about your body. Or some will get close and say your mind and your body. There's very few that will tell you it's all three parts that really you need to focus on to get it done. As a trainer, and you come to me and you say you want to lose 10 pounds, we can do that in 2 weeks or 2 months. Depends on how that trainer break it down. For me,
uh-huh.
it's about you getting that result in a nice, safe way where you won't get injured, but also saying, let me spend a little bit more time doing this. You know what? I could do this right here a little bit better. Who wants to be the coworker at work that lost the 20 pounds, but nobody get along with you?
Wow, that's
you know
so
what
true.
I mean? And so
uh-huh.
that's became my brand, the MBS, Sanders Optimum Fitness, mind, body, and spirit. It's got to be an optimum thing. And that's how the branding started going, And it's amazing that this journey God has taken me on.
Now, let me tell you something. You have, within recent years, entered into a phase or have been presented with some of the reasons why some people just can't make it to the gym. So you're going to be able to speak from a fitness standpoint as well as a family man standpoint. How you got married? How long have you been married now?
Going 3 years.
3 years, and you have this beautiful baby girl. How old is she now?
11 months.
This is what I'm saying. So I know your life has been turned upside down, inside out. You have some new components in your life. How would one, just from a business standpoint, how do you juggle all of those? Because, you know, sometimes we like to find, just generally speaking, find excuses as to why we can't. How has business changed for you? Were there any modifications that needed to be made?
Absolutely. In the words of Pastor Jakes, there's no star that's a star without the co-stars. You have the support staff. And that's basically the people that you have around you. It took a lot of trial and error. I'm a people person, so it even hurts that this fact that everybody that started with you won't finish with you.
Right.
It's amazing that God will put people in your life just for a season and accept that season, or just for a chapter. They're not supposed to be in every chapter of your book. Maybe they was just in one chapter. My key to juggling all this is surrounding people around me that are great in what they do. I realized a long time ago that I can't do everything by myself. And anybody that has done anything great hasn't done it by themselves. I think about Steve Bisciotti. He's the owner of the Ravens. And that's one of his philosophies, that when I listen to him, it's about the people that you hire. Now, you hire and you take care of them, but it's all about surrounding yourself with people that are great at what they do. And that's what I've been trying to do, get a good support system. And it's still a process. It's still a process because it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hard work. And then you go through trials and error because you can't have somebody work for you that want to be you. You can't.
You can't have
somebody work for you that comes for a month, listen to all your dreams, and take everything that you've done and go somewhere else and try to create that themselves. So you got to be careful who you got to be careful who you share your visions with. I've been through all these stages. People have come to my camp, recorded my workouts, go across town, and try to do the same thing. Now, if you're going to do something great, you got to be ready to be mocked and all that stuff. Can you handle that? Do you go back to the Savannah mode, Johnson C. Smith mode, attitude of how you handle things? You know, when those things happen, do you handle it in a different way? And so you got to be ready for those things. You got to be ready to be talked about. You got to be ready.
I think I just caught what you just said. You had to ask yourself if you was going to handle it like you would have done at John C. Smith. Is that what you were saying? How you was going
to
handle it?
I'm telling you now, we used to have some attitudes back then, you know?
Okay, I love that real moment, because I just told somebody that my Johnson C. Smith, I don't even know what I was mad at in college. I was the epitome of the angry black woman. Looking back on it now, I don't even know why I was upset. But because I handled something so completely, that was nothing but God. I'm so glad I'm in the ministry. I'm so glad I'm saved now, because he really saved me from myself, I swear. But, yeah, that is horrible. So I guess people got to, like you said, whenever you are doing something great, especially for you, you're impacting the lives of a lot of people. That's when the devil get real busy.
Yeah, so you have to be very careful of the people that you choose to help you with your vision. And when I mean help you, it's got to be a two-way street. It can't be you eating and then they don't eat. You know, you got to be careful who get the oil that drips off your garment.
Mama,
when you grow, everybody should grow around you.
That's right.
You're the only one
that's growing,
something ain't right. And so,
how long have you been in business, though? I don't think I asked you that. When did you first start? When was this, in 2000?
I started officially with my business 2006, but I've been training for over 20 years. Yeah.
Okay, when did you get certified?
2000.
First time.
Mm-hmm,
oh, okay. Okay, so you've been in this game for a long time. So the surrounding yourself with a good support system, that is definitely key. So when you reach that level, but the process of trying to find those people, how long has the process, because what I'm trying to get people to understand is it doesn't happen overnight.
I'm still in process. I have my wife and a couple of other people that are pulling Superman, Superwoman type things because we're all doing overtime until we find the right people. Because the worst thing you want to do is hire the wrong people and then you really don't get no sleep at night. And just because you don't hire someone, that doesn't mean they're a bad person, but there's a certain rhythm, a certain cadence, a certain beat that you're moving toward this goal, and you got to have people that's moving at that same cadence. And if not, we could talk. You know, if you need some advice, call me. But as far as business, it won't work. And it's hard to find. It's like a good teacher. It's hard to find. But once you find them, I've learned you really have to take care of them. And that's the way it is. So I'm still in process of trying to find those people to answer your question. And when we do, all of us will be spending less energy. And that'll just make everything go smooth. So for those of out there that are starting your own business and you're just working with a couple of people that really believe in your dream, you're blessed. You're blessed to have just a couple to believe in your dream. From that point, it's about really watching and trying to find people that are great at what they do and are willing to help you.
I see here, you know, one of your latest ventures is the Lewis and Sanders Health and Fitness.
Yes. Me and Ray, we've been working with kids. We've trained over maybe 5,000 kids. Every Super Bowl, we used to just go and work out thousands of kids for free. We used to do camps in Miami every off season, and so we formed a business. It's something that we do sometimes, and that Lewis and Sanders is when him and I just do our own camps that we do together, maybe one or two a year, and that's that. Yeah, we pretty much talk. He's still working out, still doing his thing. He's into his purpose. He's been trying to help people. It's beyond the football field now. And so I'm excited about him for his business ventures, too.
That's good.
We all work.
Now, you know, I did watch the episode on the Discovery Health channel, working with that family. From a non, you know, let's just shift gears. You know, we've been talking about the business side. Let's just talk about this health thing now. And if my memory serves me correctly, you know, that whole family needed to shift gears with their health. How did that turn out? I don't know if there are some confidentiality agreements or whatever that you signed. But I did watch that episode, and, you know, my heart ached for them because it really takes the entire household. What was that experience like for you?
It reminded me of Savannah, where I grew up, and some of the areas in Charlotte where just working out is just not a priority. You know, it's just mom is busy and the kids are home by themselves, and the last thing they're thinking about is you need to work out and exercise. But meanwhile, the kids are obese, the kids have diabetes, and that was very touching for me. I can tell you that I really planted a seed with that family to let them know no matter what the situation is in life, walking is free. You can get out.
That's
and you
so
can
true.
Exercise. Yeah. Now, they did still go through some ups and downs, mainly the son. He really went through some things where he almost was homeless. So I helped him out a little bit out of that. So it was beyond training. You know, this is the stuff the cameras don't capture. You know, they came in, got the show, got the family. Oh, it was great ratings, goodbye. Meanwhile, I'm preaching to them about mind, body, and spirit, and they're calling me after the cameras are over. And so for me, I talked to him about a couple of months ago. So again, Adrian, it's not about everybody changing, everybody getting up the next day working out. Sometimes it's about planting the seed. So when it's that time, maybe it's 4 months later, maybe it's a month later, maybe it's a year later that they say, you know what, I remember that. I need to start walking and drinking more water. I could start there. So that was a typical African-American family, but we planted a seed. We made a difference, and we made it fun.
Okay, now how I know a lot of the struggles with maybe low-income families is being able to afford the fresh fruits or the fresh vegetables. I know that that's an ongoing conversation that most of the markets or most of the grocery stores that are in low income or middle income type of neighborhoods are even close. That's one of the things that are lacking. What do you suggest or how do you recommend a family who may not have the resources or access to these types of stores? What do you suggest? How do we get as much fresh fruit or fresh vegetables or just non-processed packaged foods into these families who may not can afford? I don't want to say can't afford.
What happened
to buy
in Baltimore? Let me explain to you what happened in Baltimore. That was a huge problem because even if a mother, a single mom, or a family really wanted to say, you know what, we need to eat right, there were no stores that would offer the fresh things. So what they did was they really got a program in Baltimore in the city where they give them vouchers, and there are certain places that they can go and also places that bring things to them, the fresh fruits and vegetables to the low-income houses. And also they set up stores in those neighborhoods that they can get an opportunity to purchase that. Through that situation, I would probably try and check with your city council and see, hey, where can we get in a program like this, or where is it accessible to where they can purchase those? Because a lot of times it's just not in those areas, in those neighborhoods. But I'm thankful that a group in Baltimore really identified that problem and is being provided to some low-income houses. So that is an issue, and that's a good point, because then I started working with kids, Adrian, the kids, because when I was young, we had recess, and we were playing recess, and now the kids are obese, the kids have diabetes, and when we went to a school and I found out that kids really can't even run a mile jogging, you know, able kids, just because of the poor nutrition. And then you ask the kid, okay, tell me what you have for breakfast. He's like, breakfast? Man, we never have breakfast. We don't have breakfast. And so there goes the issue of what can they get, what's accessible, even if his mom do want to give him a healthy breakfast. Can she purchase it in her neighborhood, or do she have to travel, you know, a half hour away to get that? So you learn to empathize with them and really realize how blessed you are. You know, some kids want to eat right. Some kids want to drink more water. But some schools don't even have clean drinking water. So
it's
different situations. Yeah. So it's a problem.
And things
not just with adults, but with our kids.
It has changed a lot because Growing up, I was a park and rec kid. You know, right after school, you know, we went to the neighborhood park and rec. We did our homework. Ms. Jones did not play with us. And, you know, when school was out, you know, we signed up for every sport, whether we liked it or not. And then when I realized here in Mecklenburg County, and I hope I'm not speaking out of turn or against the statistics, but just based off of what I experienced, you know, they had began to, for whatever reason, start closing the doors of some of the rec centers. And that broke my heart because that's where I learned to play volleyball. That's where I learned to play softball. That's where I was introduced, you know, I was on the swim team. This was all by the age of 12. You know,
wow.
I mean, we were playing every sport, you know, there was, and I'm grateful for that because it kept us active. It kept us engaged. And now what we have going on are the video games. You know, the kids don't want to go outside. How, if you have a parent listening right now that has, now this may sound strange because whatever my mom said went, you know, there was no negotiation, no bargaining. So that's what's weird to me that we have to bargain with our, with kids today. But if you have a parent listening now that has a child that may be obese or may be struggling, you know, becoming active, what kind of advice would you give this parent to help their child, you know, just to become more active?
I would tell them, first of all, it starts with them. Not too many kids I know times are different, Adrian, but not too many kids I know just go to the grocery store and need to be shopping. Get this, get that, get that. So you got to take control as far as the nutrition as a parent. That's the first thing. And the second thing, I would think, would be to create things that are fun for them as opposed to saying, okay, let's go to the gym. Maybe they like swimming or maybe they like biking or hiking. Do things that are fun for them and then do it together as a family. And, of course, the positive encouragement. That's it. You know, with bullying going on, and the focus so much is on how you look and now you can have millions of money just of what you can show. it's just important for them to do it for their kids, even if they don't do it for themselves. Do it for the kids. I think one of the best gifts you can give your kids is the gift of how important it is to be healthy.
I believe that. I do, and I agree with you on that. The parents have to regain control, you know, of the household. And I know some people who know me say, well, you don't have one child. But listen, I was a child, and I grew up in a household where my mom and my dad had major control. I remember we ate dinner as a family. You know, we had conversations with each other. We had little fruit cocktail from a can, you know, for dessert, but
absolutely,
we had it. Yeah, you know, I think that whole family aspect is now, we have gotten away from it. But I want to open up the lines one last time because we are going to close out the show. It is, and I can't even believe I'm taking into consideration to thank God it's Thursday, the whole scandal and all of them line up. But I'm going to be respectful to the fact that that's what our culture, our age group, that's what they are drawn to. But if you want to ask a question or not, that's fine. 347-677-0936, option one. But as we close out the show, Monty, tell me what all Sandra's Optimum Fitness has to offer. What all do you have going on?
Well, if you're not in Maryland, you're pretty much a bet that is going to be that online fitness camp, meaning you can just log on. You can stream it to your TV if you like, phone, tablet, whatever. You can work out with us for 20 to 25 minutes Monday through Friday. We're going to be doing a mind, body, and spirit retreat in Jamaica at the end of May.
Okay.
Going to the first week in June. So there's going to be information about that coming up very soon. We're also going to be launching, Adrian, our corporate employee online fitness, meaning that if you have CEOs and employers out there that want fitness for their employees. We have an option for that. So we're just continuing to grow and find out ways that we can reach more people in a way that's convenient and that they can afford. And, of course, result-oriented. So that's where we are as far as the state of the company right now.
Okay. And you still offer the group fitness classes. You offer camps, too, right?
Yes, ma'am. We do those in person in Maryland. We also do customized plans that we can write for you. We
mm-hmm.
do those as well.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it around the fitness side of it, Adrian.
Okay.
But there's always going to be stuff that's coming, always going to be stuff that we're going to be growing. And that's another thing, avoiding, as a business person, avoiding a plateau. You always want to be
right.
thinking about something else that you can do it. Now, as we get a chance to work with our client in Egypt, we're seeing how we can touch other people over there in Egypt, maybe some of his teammates, maybe some of his family. So always looking at
mm-hmm.
ways of how we can grow.
Well, that is wonderful, and that is key. Should always have different arms, different branches to your business. Well, since we don't have any calls, you know, I asked the final three. Number one of the final three questions, Monty, to date, what is your greatest achievement?
My greatest achievement, I would probably say, because I really admired what Dr. King stood for and how he handled situations, I would
mm-hmm.
probably say me receiving the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Award. I received that a couple of years ago from
okay.
our Fox 45 television station up here, and that's one that's in my office. And to date, that's probably one that I'm most proud of. If I could receive an award in honor of a man like that, I would hope that that's one that can make my father proud and my mother proud.
Wow.
Well,
that's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Do you have any regrets? If so, what's your biggest regret to date?
Well, because I believe that all things work together for the good,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. there are some unfortunate things, but as I reflect on them, I see how they helped me and how
mm-hmm.
if they didn't happen, how I wouldn't be in the situation I am today with more peace. And so although I
okay.
regret certain things that happened, maybe some people that couldn't enjoy the ride with me,
mm-hmm.
I'm grateful today that I'm on the right path with the people that I'm supposed to be with.
That's good. Now, my last question, how can people connect with you? Where can they find you? How can they sign up for classes? Give us all contact information in order to connect with Monty Sanders and the Sanders Optima Fitness team.
Okay. I mean, we are Twitter at Monty Sanders. We're on the Twitter and Instagram there. And the Sanders Optima Fitness official fan page. We're on Facebook as well. And so, We are those main streams of contact right there. Any questions as it relates to fitness or health or wellness, if you had a question about, just a basic question about it, or exercises, or any of our services, you can always just log on the website or send us an email at services@sandersoptimumfitness.com.
Okay. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I want to thank Monty for taking time out of his busy schedule for joining me tonight. It is my prayer that whoever was listening, that something that was shared or said has inspired you, may have encouraged you along the way, or maybe even has motivated you to jumpstart a healthy lifestyle. A lifestyle. It has to be a lifestyle or it won't last. But again, thank you, Monty, for joining us tonight, taking time out of your busy schedule. Again, I am so proud of you. I know I've said that before.
I'm proud of you, too. I'm proud of you, too, and I'm proud of the work that you do for our university. And I'm grateful to be on your platform. For you to just give the opportunity for people like me to share something that really may inspire somebody. And for you, I hope that God bless you abundantly with everything that you do, and I hope that he gives you the desires of your heart, because you surely deserve them.
Oh, that's a blessing. Thank you so much. And before I get emotional, we're going to close out the show. I have all of these wonderful audio clips to open and close the show, but, of course, I have yet to load them all. So I am going to end tonight by, again, just telling everyone to please listen in every Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Next week we will be on live. I have a surprise guest for you, and just be on the lookout for it. So until next week, God bless and good night, and I hope that you guys will take time out of your schedules next week to listen in to Let's Talk Shop with Adrian. And I am your host, Adrian Harper, signing off yet once again for another Thursday night of talking entrepreneurship. So until then, God bless, and I hope to connect with you guys next week.